Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Village Leadership Academy is a private school in the South Loop area of Chicago. A teacher there named Bianca Jones is teaching her kids current events, history, and about activism. They have been doing what I describe as train takeovers, where her fifth graders board the L, I believe it's the L, and ask the passengers to sign a petition to change the name of Douglas Park. Douglas Park is named after one-time Illinois Senator Stephen A. Douglas, whose family owned slaves. The students want to change the name from Douglas with one S to Douglas with two S's, thereby honoring former slave activist and orator Frederick Douglas rather than Stephen Douglas. You shift sort of the angle on the park that, in a way, doesn't change at least the sound of its name. I brought this up on the Mincing Rascals podcast that we recorded earlier today, and we'll post that at the end of the show. And not everybody felt the same way about it. That teacher is in our studio. Bianca, welcome to the studio. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, John.
How long have you been a teacher there?
I've been a teacher at VLA for 3 years.
This is fifth graders you do this with?
Yes.
And sixth graders too, right?
Yes.
So we're talking kids 10, 11, 12 years old.
Correct.
Wow. Is it, how long have you been doing this? Did you say 3 years?
3 years.
And what's the purpose of this?
The purpose of this is, well, we call them grassroots campaigns. So you have all of your standard subjects throughout the day. And at our school, we also think it's important for students to engage in a social activism curriculum.
So it's not always this cause per se.
No. So each year, students decide what campaign or what issue they would like to address.
Could it be one that already exists, Me Too or something like that, or something else they want to hitch your wagon to? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they came up with this idea?
That's true. So this actually started last year. So I've been the standing fifth grade homeroom teacher for a couple years now. My fifth graders last year, we started with a campaign around police violence. They were hearing about it a lot in the news, and they wanted to do something about it. So as we started working, I noticed that they knew kind of like trigger words, and they knew some of the more unfortunate details, but we didn't know any stories of any victims. We didn't know who these people were as humans. Did some research about around victims from Chicago, came down to two. There's Ronnie Mann Johnson and Rakia Boyd. Both of these individuals were killed near Chicago parks, Washington Park and Douglas Park, respectively. We said we want to do something to commemorate them around the parks. Well, we contacted both aldermen, heard back from Michael Scott in North Lawndale, started working around what we could do to honor Rakia. He said, well, she isn't a significant historical figure. I cannot rename the park after her. I don't know what we can do, but I do know that this park is named after Stephen Douglas and he owned slaves. I've always wanted to rename it to Frederick Douglass Park, but I don't have the time. Will you spearhead a campaign? We said yes. We walked away that day and we started working, and we've been working on it ever since.
So what are you doing?
What are we doing? Right now, we are garnering community support. So we're doing that through train takeovers. That means that we have a script that we do. We have a chant, and we tell everyone we believe that this is an injustice.
You
in
ride,
community.
You board the L?
We board the L.
You and how many kids?
20.
About 20 of you walk onto an L.
20 of us walk onto an L.
And somebody announces something?
Yes.
This is a stick up.
No, it's not this is a stick up. Or is it? I mean, you know, it's a social justice stick up.
Exactly. So, so walk me through it. What is it like, and what's the reaction?
The reaction has actually been phenomenal and outstanding. We had a lot of conversations going in where my students were concerned. They said, well, what if people are mean to us? What if people reject us? What do we do? And I said, well, you know what? Rejection is never going to be the worst thing that you encounter in your life. If anyone rejects us, we're going to move on. But we're going to assume the best in every individual.
They're walking down the aisle with a petition?
Walking down the aisle. So we go in and we tell everybody who we are while we're here. We tell them the information that they need to know about the park, and we describe to them how we think it's insulting that it's named after a slaveholder.
Yeah.
And then we tell them that what they can do. And we have paper petitions available for everyone to sign, and we also give them information about how to reach our change.org petition, which is online.
This is not a new issue, bringing down monuments or statues or changing the names of parks or lakes. I spent time in Minneapolis. There's a Lake Calhoun up there. Calhoun is not a name that history is going to remember favorably around slavery and minorities. So they've been wondering, should we change the name of one of the great city lakes of Minneapolis from Calhoun to something else? And not everybody embraces the idea. Some people say, if Douglas's family owned slaves, we should not forget that. Let's keep it named, that unfortunate name, so that we don't forget that history. What do you say to that?
I say that that's wrong. I think that we need to honor people who are on the right side of history. And when you name an institution, be it a park, be it a building, whatever, after someone, then that person should be someone who is remembered in history for the right reasons. I don't believe in naming something for someone so that we can remember what was wrong. There are so many people in history who have done so many great things. Why focus on what's wrong when we can focus on the people who are right?
Yeah. So then would you have to change the signs and lettering and things like that? Or I kind of like the idea of wherever the word Douglas appears, slapping maybe off kilter another S, so that it would sort of connote a change and it might actually emphasize the point. You know what I mean?
I love that too. I think that unfortunately we know that uniform look of Chicago Park District signs.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're up against, but I think that's a great idea.
Thank you.
To me it involves, it like jars your memory to think like, oh, this was something and that was something else and somebody made that change. And
what's
it was
the process?
The sixth graders.
What's the process by which one goes to change the name of a park?
So then now we're kind of at the bureaucratic part, which is to file a petition with the Board of Commissioners, and that needs a 45-day period to garner support from the community, show that you have it, and then they vote in a closed meeting.
Stephen A. Douglas was a famous, great Illinoisan, right?
He was a famous Illinoisan. I'm not going to call him great.
Not great, yeah. But, I mean, some people are going to remember him that way.
Some people are.
And so have you run into any resistance, or what's been the general reaction you're getting?
The general reaction is that of support, overwhelming support for us.
Yeah. What's the likelihood that you're going to get a change? Does the alderman give you any feedback on that?
Yes, the alderman totally supports us. He's agreed to use his TIF dollars to change the signage. All we need is for the Park District Board of Commissioners to say, go ahead and make the change.
And have they tipped their hand on this to you? Do you know what they're thinking?
Not so. What they're thinking is that this sets a huge precedence. This is a world-class city, and this is a major park.
Okay, and what about that?
If we say yes to you, we're going to have to say yes to everybody.
Ta-da. Yeah.
And we say so what?
Yeah, right.
We've done a lot of work. We are in this for the right reasons. We're not only going to go about the process the right way, filing every single petition that is necessary, but we're also going to have the community support.
Do we have a Jefferson or a Washington or let's see. I mean, what is it? 7 of the first 10 or 5 of the first 7 presidents owned slaves. So should we change all of the streets and lakes and parks with their names on it too?
I think so.
Yeah. Or that's not your problem. I mean, maybe that's, I don't know what the answer to that question is, but I know that question is there. And I think as a practical matter, you guys need to think, okay, how are we going to convince them to do it for us? Knowing full well, if they do it for us, then they're going to, let's help them answer the question about, because they ain't going to change the name of Jefferson Street and Washington Street and Adams Street and Chicago. I don't think that's going to happen.
I think that there are ways around it to commemorate. We can choose right now if the Washington Park is named after George Washington, we could honor Harold Washington. I think there's also another idea that the way that we name things in history doesn't have to be seen as so static. This change does not have to be forever. You know, we could decide 10 years from now, we could put it up for debate every 5 or 10 years. Like, okay, let's commemorate a new historian, a new national figure.
You know, it's funny you mention that because a good friend of mine is Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States. We do these stage shows where he and I go on stage and talk about issues.
Okay.
And he always says, you guys should tear up the Constitution. Every generation, every 15, 23 years, whatever a generation was back then, our sacred Bill of Rights, the whole thing, tear it all up, start all over again, and do what fits you now rather than us 250 years ago.
I agree.
To your point.
Mm-hmm.
It's 151 on WGN. The Village Leadership Academy is a private school, South Loop of Chicago, right?
Correct.
and this activist teacher. It's funny because when we had free period when I was in fifth grade, which was in another place at another time, we weren't learning about activism. Are fifth graders too young to get embroiled in this sort of thing?
No, I think it's perfect. What I love about my students is that they have a critical intellect and they're also youthful. It does not take away from their youthfulness.
I was scared witless doing a speech in front of my peers about butterflies. The idea that we would board a train with strangers who don't want us on there and ask them to sign a petition about an issue they might not even agree with is off the charts.
For me too. And to watch them do it is amazing. To watch them go up to people and, you know, with confidence and then see people change their minds actively is phenomenal.
All right, let's take a break. We'll have a couple minutes when we come back. If you have a question, comment, you can text or call 312-981-7200. Bianca Jones and some of her terrific and very handsome young students are actually in our studio right now. We'll pick up here in a minute on WGN. Bianca Jones is in our studio. She's a teacher at the Village Leadership Academy in the South Loop of Chicago. Figure Roosevelt Road and then a little west of, say, the museum campus Soldier Field. How many students did you say are in that school?
About 170.
And what is your name, young man?
My name is Braden Jackson.
And what is your name?
My name is Shiloh Lockhart.
They have a good handshake, too, these two. When we met before we were on the air, they look you in the eye, they squeeze your hand firmly, and they speak up the way you want somebody to. Props to you guys if that's what you're instilling in them.
100%.
And your school, you said, is sort of activist-based. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. Our co-founders had that in mind, that they wanted students to be socially engaged and active in their communities.
You guys like doing this stuff where you go on the train and try and get them to change the name of the park?
Yeah, I love it.
Is it a little scary when you go on there and approach complete strangers?
Sometimes.
Not really.
No. Do you think that you're going to be successful?
Yeah, I think we're going to be able to make the change.
How have people treated you when you get on the train?
I would say people have treated us. They sign and share, and even like when, as we're saying like the chant and like where you can go and things, people just pull out their phones and go look it up, or like with the paper petition, they take it and then they just sign their name.
Yeah, is that what happens for you too?
People treat us pretty good. Like, some people, if they give a simple no, we just go to the next person and just keep going on until somebody accepts it. And sometimes we're able to convince people enough to where they do pull out their phones and sign immediately.
Fifth graders.
Braden is in sixth grade.
Sixth graders. Mm-hmm. 12th graders. I'm not kidding. Well done, guys. Okay, Bianca, it's nice to meet you. Good luck to you guys. Is there anything that our listeners can do to help you guys out if they feel so inspired? What do you want them to do?
Tell them, Shiloh.
I would love if you guys can go to change.org/rename Douglas Park and click the link and just sign and share our petition on all your social media to let us have enough signatures so the Board of Commissioners can say, we're just going to make the change.
You haven't heard the end of this. Change.org, rename Douglas Park. Okay, guys. Bianca, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
News is next on GM.